Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 6, Episode 86 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winner, which determines the draft order for the next episode. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. On this episode, we will draft a new topic and play a game called Four Facts. But first, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. He's been making the most of an unexpected snow week with his kids. When the forecast took a frosty turn, he didn't miss a beat, traded work emails for snow boots, and joined the kids outside to build snow forts, have snowball fights, and warming up inside playing the new PS5 that Santa brought on Christmas morning. Shine is here.
Hey, hey. Been a long time since we've recorded. Can't even remember what I drafted for my stocking at this point, but the snow has been a lot of fun. Katie and I were talking how surprised we were that our children have been playing outside in it so much. We thought it'd be like a 10-minute expedition, and then they'd come in and say they were cold. But they've embraced it, and we've embraced this month-long break from school. So maybe it will end on Monday.
Oh, the snow, snow, snow. Oh, how he hates the snow. It's time for the kids to go back to school. Almost 3 weeks now is way too much time off. Oh, how he hates the snow. Bomar is here.
Oh, my
goodness. That was going to be J-Cat.
Gosh, man. Like, 12 inches of snow. It was like 50 degrees prior to that week.
And then kabosh.
Yes. And now, like, I'm stressed out about business. I'm just, stressed out, period. Yeah. Kids need to go back to school. Long time. That's all I got to say. Oh, and the Skins are in the playoffs.
There you go. Positivity.
Positivity, baby.
Over the past 3 weeks, this drafter celebrated Christmas, traveled to South Carolina, took down all the Christmas inside and outside, cleaned the house top to bottom, celebrated New Year's, and prepared to return to work only to receive one of the greatest gifts Mother Nature can provide. Four snow days, which have been absolutely glorious. Also, he starts coaching volleyball tomorrow and is hyped about that. Murdo is here.
Awesome. Snow days are glorious. How many times have you come back from a vacation or a trip and like, man, I wish I just had like two more days to recover. But we got that. Now, granted, snow days were crazy busy. We were outside for hours sledding. I did a lot of cooking, a lot of laundry, a lot of wet clothes. But I loved every second of it. And I'm so grateful and thankful for those extra days. Amazing last 3 weeks. Felt good to be alive.
A poem. Snow, thank you. Snow, snow, go away. I hate your guts every day. You hurt my back and make me sleepy. I have things to do at home. You keep me. When I was young upon you, I would sled. But now all I want to do is punch you in your icy head. I like fall and I like spring because of reasonable temperatures. And you don't cover everything. J-Cat is here.
As aforementioned, I hate snow. It hasn't changed. Yeah.
You're a poet, J-Cat, and I didn't know it.
Hey, man. Lyrical master.
I mean, not only did we not get snow, we got punched in the face with snow. I mean,
yeah, like
you guys
like,
are a bunch of snow Grinches.
It's because they're not, because they don't have all.
Yeah, I worked. Not only did I work, I had to get up early, shovel stuff out, work, go shovel more, work, play with the kids, shovel, cook, wash, rinse, repeat for the last 3 days.
And I'm your host, Eric. Christmas came and went, been sledding for a few days in a row, and looking for an Eagles Super Bowl run. Please help promote us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for the Tee Public sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the Stocking Stuffers draft. With J-Cat wasn't on the episode. Oh, and I would like to say that Catman is unfortunately not here with us tonight. He's a little under the weather, was not able to draft tonight. So we will again have five drafters tonight, but we'll make do.
A lot under the weather. He sounded like he was struggling.
He's laying in his litter box.
So in fifth place, Josh H said the best collection. And Jed B said, great combo. Sports cards took it to the top. Bomar's team, the goods, 9.4% of the votes. Fifth place.
Wow. Wow. That's all I'm going to say. Wow.
How you going to dig yourself out of that hole there, Bomar?
I mean, I will say it's the first time in a long time, last place. So it's I got true. Fifth place.
Won't points. Hurt you as much as a sixth.
But. That's what I just said.
And I will say, if you're at the top of the drafting order today, I think you're at a disadvantage because, like, I think there's some heavy hitters that, like, two or three big ones. Like, you get two back-to-back picks, you're like, dang. So you better make that first one count, Bomar.
Yeah.
It's tough. All right, fourth place. Flamingo said, nothing like a scratch off on Christmas morning and some hot sauce tasting after coffee and breakfast. Mark N said, scratchers are number one overall stocking stuffers. Hot sauce is runner up. Rest of the team is strong too. And J-Cat said, scratch offs and hot sauce was the name of his first album. My team, the pocket size presents, 12.9% of the votes, fourth place. Disappointed. Disappointed again. Beat Bomar. Fourth place isn't going to cut it. All right. And in third place, Christmas Chris, both spelled with a K, by the way. Christmas Chris said, mini Lego, and I effing hate that I voted for Shine. Nick G said, Nick G said, balance of practical and snacktical. And Roy L said, it was tough to turn down gift cards and lotto tickets, but I went with the more traditional things I remember in my stockings. By the way, I heard downloads were down, but I look forward to that day at work every other week when I get to listen to a new episode. You guys are truly appreciated. Also rocking my Life's a Draft hoodie while voting. Love you guys. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thanks, Roy. Shine's team, the Cole Collectors, 20% of the votes, third place.
Podium. Thanks, Roy.
Is there a podium out of five, or is it just top two?
It's podium. It doesn't matter. Podium out of two. Everyone makes the podium. But today, I made the podium out of five. And I thank Roy for voting for me, and I thank Roy for those nice comments.
I second that.
Roy's my man. He's cool. I met Roy at Coop's bachelor party many, many moons ago. Essentially, the only times I ever had hung out with Roy were on like bachelor party.
Those are the best friends to have.
Yeah, but then eventually, you know, it's, you know, we got closer, became, you know, really, really good friends and, you know, trips to see each other and, you know, all that good stuff. But Roy's a great guy, man. And like I said, he's a huge, huge supporter of the pod.
Thanks, Roy. And in second place, Jody B said, gift cards are awesome. Small liquor bottles are great for going to parties where they serve cheap booze. And Mike H. said, hits every aspect of the holiday spirit, especially keeping the bathroom fresh from those steamy Christmas turds. Hung by the chimney with care, Birdo's team, 25.9% of the votes, second place.
We'll take that. After the last place finish in the previous draft, I could use a nice second place. Thought I was going to get surprised with first place. So I figured I had a second place team.
Bobby, you taking those shots, the fireball shots, has got to be the biggest surprise pick to me of the season so far.
They're good stocking stuffers.
They're fantastic stocking stuffers. Didn't think you would take them in a million years.
I could add a little fireball to my tea right now.
I said it in the last podcast when J-Cat wasn't able to make it. I thought I was going to be able to pull them out fourth or fifth round.
You never know, boy, what's going to come out of Birdo's draft squad.
And in first place, with a resounding 31.8% of the votes, Renee F. said, "The goods sounds more like a wish list for one of the drafters. The Pez dispenser and poopery were genius, and chapstick always a good staple. But depending on your recipient, the Christmas Classics covers a wider swath. I personally might go for the mini liquor bottles and gift card." And Brandy N. said, "That was my childhood stocking for years." And C-Town asked, "What percentage of Lifesavers annual sales were from those books back in the day?"
C-Town is the man.
The answer to that question is probably 89.7% of these annual sales. So Catman's team, Christmas Classics, first place. Catman had a couple comments on his first place finish. Number one, he said, "Not last." And number two, he said, "Can't go wrong with the classics that I picked for the stocking stuff for draft. Nothing fancy, just stuff that everyone needs. Candy, warm feet, and a new ornament to help commemorate that Christmas." Christmas tree emoji. Catman's team in first place. I feel like he had a solid team, a lot of the basics, and congrats, Catman. He's missing out on a good draft to be last, to be first in, because I feel like he had two big ones swinging around that second round. So we'll see.
Part of this draft process is not just preparing, now finding pictures. It's about keeping yourself healthy so you get ready for draft day. Like that's factored in too.
Hey, you get sixth place if you don't show up?
Nah.
In the middle of the draft.
All right.
So, J-Cat, you're drafting third. All right, hey boys, before we wrap up the Christmas draft, here's what we should have drafted. Vanilla Ice to the Extreme cassette tape, AA and AAA batteries, weed gummies, Slim Jims, Nintendo Switch game, they are tiny, sports parlays, NFL team logoed stuff, coal, mini footballs, deodorant, toothbrushes, toothpaste, gum, makeup, Lindor truffles, Altoids, up your game, Tic Tac Drafter, fun tech gadgets, combs, pens, stickers, gold foil wrapped chocolate coins, fluffy socks, face masks, lip balm, chocolate orange, lip gloss, Butterfinger bells. Unreal call right there.
Oh, they are so good.
They're so good. Postage stamps, batteries for the missus, wink, lottery tickets, jewelry, nail polish, dark chocolate, candy canes, a popcorn tub, gloves, edibles, local merch, crayons, mittens and gloves, and a pocket-sized picture of Johnny like I keep in my wallet. Those are the things that we should have drafted in the stocking stuffers draft.
Comment. Did someone say postage stamps? Could you imagine getting a book of stamps in your stocking?
I'd be kind of hyped. I'm not going to lie. I'd be like, ah, sweet, I'll have to buy these now.
It will last the entire year because of how little we mail nowadays.
Exactly.
You have to have somewhere to put it for an entire year.
Yeah, just the drawer.
Nah.
Drawer.
How big do you think of... How big is the thing of postage stamps, Bobby?
Yeah, but you got to know where they are when you need them.
That's the issue. Where did I stick them?
If you are listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
Now it's time to draft. Boom shakalaka.
All right, boys. This week's draft, we're starting a new year, 2025. This week's draft is appliances. Appliances around the house, our favorite things we plug in to use. A lot of big ones out there. Only five drafters tonight. I feel like we're going to get a lot of good ones off the board. So, Bomar, I'm curious to see where you go with the first pick in the appliance draft. And I feel like there's going to be some debating here tonight.
Knowing him, it will probably be a stocking stuffer because he claims everything's a stocking stuffer.
And who put that on the text thread about the mug and the...
One of your boys, I'm sure.
It wasn't.
So, Rob posted a picture of pulling a Jurassic Catman... had a Jurassic Park coffee mug in his stocking somehow.
No.
Someone said that we should
have drafted Stanley's coffee mugs and slippers.
Yeah.
I forgot to read it because I sent it to you guys, but clearly it wasn't real.
I think Eric's right about this draft. I think there are a lot of heavy hitters the first round. So I'm going to go with the one that keeps my belly full. I'm going to pick the refrigerator. Back in the day, the word was in my family. My great-grandfather used to put stuff in the river or the stream to keep things cool. How nice is it to keep your leftovers, your cheeses, and whatever else that you want to keep in your refrigerator? Just pull it open and you get it. Your condiments, nice and cool. You got food at the hand, ready all day, every day. Refrigerator.
Does that include the freezer?
No.
No. Okay.
And really? Same thing with the stove and the oven. You don't get both.
I was wondering about stove and oven.
No, because we would call that a range, and that includes both.
That's true.
They're the same.
I think
they're the same.
They are. I mean, you have the option of just doing the range and the oven in a lot of homes. You go into homes, they have the oven separately in the cabinet.
Yeah, but I would like to take the all-in-one unit. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
of course, because we're cheap and we're poor and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Not me, son. I got that Wolf cooktop, son.
You know, I think it should be separate.
We're not poor like when you were keeping your leftovers in the river.
Yeah. Not leftovers, but they would keep.
When Peepaw was going down to the river to fight the
bear. I'm telling you.
The Aborigine clam mar. Like, I don't know what's happening.
You ain't know. What did your ancestors do in the 1930s and 20s?
Probably killed people.
They used to dig holes and put stuff in the river. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they were digging holes for other reasons.
No, they had food cellars and stuff in the ground.
All right. I mean, I can't. I'm not hating on the pick, but more solid pick. I you're making my pick not easier, but you definitely take one left off my board because I'm going with. Again, there's a lot of huge ones out there. We need several of these to like really survive in this first world country. But I'm going to go with the one that entertains me the most. I mean, I am in front of this thing all the time. So I'm going for TV.
Nope. TV.
We talked about it before you got on.
TV is 100% an appliance. Google it.
J-Cat.
Yeah, I agree that it is an appliance. But in the sake of this draft and what we're talking about, I think it is the only outlier that is like, don't think it should be included, man.
I agree. Because that was my first question when I got on.
It is. Bo got on and said it's a TV appliance. We said, not for this job.
I said, technically, yes, it is. You are 100% correct. For your insurance purposes, for its energy rating, it is considered a quote unquote appliance. We can put it to a vote.
Eric's face right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear. It's not even debatable. I don't even understand what's happening. But
when I looked it up, it says a household appliance, which is what we're drafting.
Yes. Yep.
Is an electrical or mechanical device designed for domestic use to perform specific tasks, functions, or chores in a home. These appliances are generally categorized based on their use and function.
So does a cell phone. And an iPad.
That's
and a
not
computer.
An appliance. That's not an appliance.
Well, I mean, if his definition, that definition is exactly what an iPhone does more than a TV.
That's not an appliance.
No, wait.
That's a personal handheld device.
They then sort it into three major categories: major appliances, small appliances, and consumer electronics.
A TV is a TV considered an appliance? TVs just maybe the most popular appliance in the world is the first sentence.
TV is an appliance and it's a consumer electronic. So if there's no TV, then there's no other consumer electronic.
All right, so me and Bobby are now. Jason, yes. What's J-Cat?
J-Cat said no.
Well, it would be tied anyways, but
it wouldn't be tied. I'm a
just
yes.
Let him draft it. Just let him draft it.
It's an appliance. What are you talking about?
I agree that is an appliance. It's okay. Like, I'm just saying, I thought I was in a different mind space, if you will, about focusing on, you know, maybe leaving that one out. It's okay. Like, you're 100% correct. It is an appliance by all applicable measures. I get it.
Now, to go back on a remark I just heard, I don't think an iPhone is an appliance. No, a telephone you could say is an appliance, but not an iPhone.
How is a TV an appliance? It's entertainment. It doesn't help you do anything.
It's plugged
that
in.
Definition you said does not help you do anything.
Not do anything.
It's entertainment. You sit there and you binge on entertainment.
It's designed for a specific purpose.
A stove, a refrigerator. It does nothing.
TV everything does nothing
for you in the house. Absolutely nothing. Entertainment.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
What does that mean? Well, I don't understand.
Came on, J-Cat said he agrees that a TV is an appliance, but he does not believe it should be picked in this draft. He said it, and now he's changing his tune.
It's not that I'm changing my tune. It's like, look, if I feel that it shouldn't. I would
much.
Not draft.
I want all the listeners to know that I was not around for that beginning conversation.
Or was I
thought you were. You might have got up.
Yes, he was. Liar?
I was not here.
I thought you were.
No.
Oh, well, did the boss.
I started the Zoom and I went upstairs for a few minutes to say goodnight to
him. As soon as I got out, my first question.
I would like to see it kept on there because I want to see how many people who vote make the comment that a TV is not an appliance. Well, we can put it in the bed.
So I'm not saying it's not an appliance. I'm saying it doesn't belong in this draft. It's the only thing that I would have on this list completely different than everything else on my list.
I agree.
It'd be like cash in a stocking. Yes, you could put cash in a stocking. But no, not for the purpose of the draft.
I put mine in a Nike shoebox.
I will continue this draft under protest. I will remove
TV. I've done that like 700 times. It doesn't work.
It doesn't matter if it works. I'm just putting it out there in public domain for the record. That's insanity.
So we are not drafting any consumer electronic.
I think we should not.
I guess I don't have any others on my list, but I don't because they're not appliances. But
can your team?
I definitely had computer.
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess I'll have to pick the one that I use the most, and that's one that goes by many names, and you sit on it and. You use your iPhone appliance that isn't an appliance, but I'm going to go with the good old fashioned toilet, the toilet or the WC, the loo, the water closet.
Wow.
I don't I'm think going with toilet. Is, no, I would say a toilet That's is not an appliance. It's not electronic.
You said somewhere we had the plug in.
You did say that.
Ooh. Bro, you're flirting with losing your first round pick.
Dude, there's. There
he's
are
plush. He's red right now. No, Eric is red right now. He's the color of J-Cat's.
There are toilets you plug in because they have these crazy lights and like.
I guess you could consider it a mechanical device. You have to push a button.
Hold on, they have heated seats, so they have to plug in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's completely correct. It is definitely an appliance. Like 15 years ago, it might not have been.
Washing
but
machines,
it is now.
Toilets, tubs, and even sinks qualify as this as a type of appliance. Even though normally we consider appliances as products that need electricity, because plumbing appliances need water, they're connected to the mains, homes, water lines, and pipes.
You can't go to Best Buy and buy a toilet.
I'll give you a thumbs up on
you
that.
You can go to Home Depot and buy a toilet where you buy appliances.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now, because I'm about to get me one of them deodorizing Johns.
I will again give you the thumbs up.
I vote thumbs down on toilet. Bo?
I think that's farther away from an appliance though, than a TV. In my opinion. But I think it counts as a mechanical device.
Oh my God.
I think it's a mechanical device. I just don't know if it's an appliance.
I'm looking at a toilet on HomeDepot.com right now. $4,500 for a toilet.
I
you
got
poop into it.
A toilet may be considered a sanitary appliance as it is used for personal hygiene and waste disposal.
We haven't even gotten past the second pick yet.
What did you say, Jake?
We haven't even gotten past the second pick yet.
I mean, the first one was my first pick was legit, so I don't understand the problem. But okay, go take three.
You better bunt here, son. Take the easy. Put this one in fair play.
Toaster, here it comes, toaster.
This is crazy, man.
Air conditioner.
Yeah.
Gosh, man, I thought that was
a good one. Y'all had to shoot down the first two, didn't you?
I don't even know what to say other than, I guess, air conditioner.
Hope you're happy. Ooh. My thumbs up were completely selfish. Really,
being
just
hot.
An opportunity to draft air conditioner.
Being but, hot is the worst. Being hot is the worst and...
Is the worst.
When you're cold, you can like bundle up. When you're hot, it's just like miserable.
Dude, how awesome is it to have an air conditioner?
Yeah.
Like, I remember being like hot in the summertime and my grandparents would... They had the wall units, but sometimes if it was like 85 degrees and humid, they might turn it on, they might not. And when they turned it on, boy, it was awesome. You'd come in there and get like relief. Now it's on all the time. My house is set at like 970. I don't care. That's first world problems there. Right there.
No pleasure, no rapture, no exquisite sin greater than central air.
I was thinking about picking that my first pick. Yeah. Air conditioning's really good.
All right, third pick, J-Cat.
Growing up, we didn't have... What's up?
I hate picking after you.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
You always pick what I'm picking.
There's a whole bunch of stuff, man. You'll be fine.
I know, but I know you're looking at what I'm looking at right now. Know it. I just know it.
I hope he is.
Man, I got to go with this, man. It makes... It cuts down your cooking time into nothing. You can do all kind, you know, you can throw anything in there. You can reheat leftovers. You can heat up soup. You can set your Totino's pizza rolls to lava if you're that type of person. It's just an amazing appliance that may or may not give you cancer. Microwave, man. Everyone's got one. Everyone uses it, whether you want to admit it or not. For time-saving purposes, it is the ultimate household appliance in the kitchen. I'm going to go with microwave.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. That was going to be my pick if I didn't pick air
conditioner. I mean, I used it 3 times a day.
Yeah.
How many times did you use your stove or anything else? I opened my refrigerator door probably like 20 times.
I watch my TV all day. I use the toilet 7 times.
That's not true. You went sledding today, didn't you?
Yeah, but still watch TV all day. Just watched Heavyweights. Shout out Camp Hope. All right, Shine, was that it? Was that your pick?
It was not. It would have been my comebacker, though, for second round. So, my first pick, I'm a little surprised it made it this far, because I know how much my wife loves hers.
Yeah, that was one I was all, yeah.
Almost assume... Eric, that your wife loves, she's got to have multiple, I would assume. This thing has been around for over 100 years, has so many uses, so many different contraptions to do different things. It mixes, it whips, it makes dough, grinds meat, ice cream, right, all of it. Definitely taking the KitchenAid.
KitchenAid, man. That's what I was waffling KitchenAid in between
mixer?
Them.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, Jason. Hold on.
KitchenAid stand mixer.
Okay. We weren't taking, we are not taking brands, I thought. We're just taking mixer.
No, but
right?
That's what it's referred to. Yeah.
I know, but if you're getting mixer. A stand mixer, you better get a KitchenAid. Yeah. Like it yeah. is.
I agree
the Rolls Royce.
The best. But I thought we weren't putting brands on it.
No, we don't have to. Shine. But the question, is it red?
It is not.
Oh, I thought they only made red or like light blue.
No, they got a whole bunch of colors.
Yeah.
I went with industrial gray though when we put it on our wedding ring. Nice.
Do
you but know who uses that mixer more than anybody I know? Nate. And like Jason just said, like
making
he
his
grinds
dough.
His meat out of it, the dough.
Lydia does not use it very much.
Huh?
Really? She never takes Lydia barely ever uses it.
Dude, I don't use it that much either. I mean, we pasta? Actually used it last night.
But
solid picks.
Yeah,
it's off the list.
You are putting that as like a KitchenAid or a KitchenAid stand.
Yeah, KitchenAid right? mixer. Yeah.
All right.
Is KitchenAid one word?
Yes. No, it's two. No, you're right. What? It is. Sorry.
It like one tried word. To autocorrect.
Capital
it to
A.
One word. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang. All right. Interesting.
Only reason I'm wanting that to be making sure is because I'd say 90% of people call that just a KitchenAid.
Yeah, I got you.
0% of people call it a stand mixer.
Yeah.
I will say though, we talked about this and Rob brought it up. We can't pick brands. That's all I'm going to say. He said that last episode at the end.
But where I don't have any brands on my list. So.
We know what he means when he says KitchenAid. It's
regardless of what he says, the thumbnail picture he sends is going to be of a KitchenAid Victor. It's going to get across there, guys. You
find a Cuisinart stand mixer and put that as your picture just to throw everybody off.
Nah, fam, no Cuisinart over here.
All right. When I found that I was second, I didn't expect to have back-to-back. So I see J-Cat's microwave, and I raise him this appliance. I use this appliance more than my microwave. It makes food way better, in my opinion, and it is very versatile. Give me my air fryer. I love it. I cook so many things in there, from tater tots to reheating pizza. Even made a bagel sandwich for Emily there in this morning. Like, I use my air fryer for a lot, and it's fast, and it's good, and it's easy.
Mm-hmm. Right, first round, boy.
Oh, you crazy.
First of all, it takes too long. Like 18 minutes for chicken tenders. I'm like, come on. Like, and you know, it's
not mine. 18
minutes? What are you talking about?
Yeah. He's got a nine. He's all small.
And they're crispy, dude. They're not all soggy when they come out of the microwave.
Yeah, but you eat them in like 5 seconds anyway.
Because you had no palate, man. Like, come on, man.
Boy, who won the cheese draft?
I don't know how you did.
The cheese.
You did. I didn't win.
I was just joking.
I thought you were going to be like, me. This is your cheese board. Alberto?
Picks to get my next third round pick. And I know there are things I like better than what I'm about to pick because I could not live without them. But I'm going for votes on my second round pick because
you're whack, son.
This is because of my position in the draft. I wouldn't do it otherwise. Right. I might still be able to get. I don't know what y'all are thinking, but I know what I want to say. A good 90% of people every morning need this appliance to wake up.
I knew you were going to say that. You're whack.
Coffee pot boy.
Coffee pot, coffee maker, whatever you want to call it.
The coffee maker,
yeah,
go coffee, coffee pot, maker. Son. Oswald, no, coffee pot.
He's gonna get that Keurig up on there.
They don't want no Keurig where they puncture that little plastic, give you that microplastics in your coffee.
That's still available, correct?
Yeah,
I guess so.
I was like, no. Keurig is different because you can run multiple things
pot.
Through it.
Coffee pot,
no,
what is a Keurig?
Oswald coffee pot.
Keurig makes coffee.
Brands. Secondly, nobody would prefer a Keurig over an actual coffee pot, drip coffee maker.
That's 100% accurate. Why do people buy like coffee? Convenience.
Keurig coffee is not good at all.
Coffee is not good at all. Liquid garbage.
Yeah, right.
It tastes like
Eric. I'm gonna leave that on my list and we might tackle that later on in this podcast.
He's not wrong though. We're not supposed to draft brands, so if you're gonna draft something like that, you can just say coffee maker. Coffee maker is different than coffee pot. It's two different things. Also, is coffee pot an appliance? It's a freaking bowl.
No, the coffee maker.
I was like, you guys are talking about
the coffee pot.
That's what it's people call it that. A drip coffee maker, you want to call it that?
Oh.
So I guess Keurig is off.
Coffee maker?
Two different appliances.
What do you call the thing that makes coffee?
Coffee maker.
Can you make
a coffee maker, chocolate? Not a coffee pot.
Can you make hot chocolate with a coffee pot?
Yeah, you can.
Coffee maker? Sorry.
Coffee pot's a kettle, isn't it? I don't even know. I don't know. I don't make coffee, so. I'm putting coffee maker because that's what it is.
Yeah,
coffee pot is one of the things you used to put on the wood stove back in the day and make your coffee that way.
You left me with a doozy of a choice here, Bobby.
The pressure.
A doozy.
All right, Shine. What you got?
I'm going to vote that down.
I'm voting what?
If you pick your egg.
I'm not taking that yet.
I'm saying when you do, it's going
that's
down.
Fine. You're one vote, Bomar.
So Bobby too.
I am staring at two different appliances on my list. Both of them we use, it feels like, every day in this house. I'm gonna go with the one that I think without it would be just, oh man, I don't want to sound ridiculous, but I feel like it would just be unbearable. With the amount of dishes that this family goes through, if we didn't have a dishwasher, holy, I think we would just be doing them like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The amount of things that just the five of us go through in a day is just insane. It's insane. Taking dishwasher with my second pick.
That's what I wanted, Shine. I wanted that with the coffee maker, but I think they're both great. Like, dishwashers are awesome.
It's, we didn't have one growing up. And funny story is, I was actually one day like trying to help my parents, and I was feeling like I was doing like my part, and Bo and Josh were over at the house, and like Josh like jumped in and just started doing them, and for no reason whatsoever other than we were just kids and stupid, I got so mad at him for doing our dishes that day.
I remember that.
It was probably like one of our top three arguments of our childhood is Josh doing our dishes, and it just cracks me up every time I think of it. And it wasn't over the dishes part. It was more, I think I was just finally feeling like I was helping, and then I wasn't able to. It's so ridiculous. But yeah, taking dishwasher, second pick. Moving on.
I think dishwasher is great. Don't get me wrong, because it is awesome. But I do think that you would have your own kids learn how to wash dishes a lot sooner than they're able to now. You know what I mean? Like, you would teach your kids, if you're going through that many dishes, you would get tired of it and be like, no, you're learning how to do dishes. You're going to learn how to dry them. You're going to learn how to put them away.
But it's time consuming too. Imagine every time you eat a snack or something, when you don't have one, it's awful.
Dude, I don't know when you guys cook, but like when Amanda cooks or I cook, we're constantly washing dishes.
Right.
While we're putting dishes in the dishwasher.
Exactly. It's awful. I did it tonight. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, I was hoping that would fall to me. Dang. J-Cat, contemplating.
I know where I'm going with this one. For my next pick, one of the greatest inventions in the modern world. If you grew up in a large family, you understood how difficult shower time could be because of a limited capacity of hot water in your water heater. But lo and behold, company came along and they made something called the tankless water heater, which is basically hot water on demand at all times. There's nothing better than a long day out in the cold. Maybe you were tubing and sledding and having a great time. Maybe you're out schlubbing around working, shoveling snow, doing whatever. You get to come home and you can take a long hot shower. And it doesn't matter how long of a shower you take. The tankless water heater is there for you. Firing, going, rocking. Everybody can have a shower. Let's go with the tankless water heater.
Solid choice.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
You know what a tankless water heater is?
No.
So like tank water heaters, they fill up with water a certain capacity. There's different sizes, right? And that is the amount of water that is kept warm. So when that is depleted, the tank fills up again and it has to heat the water.
Right. So tankless? Most of us have tankless?
Most of us have tankless now. Now, growing up in Pinos Altos,
we had a tank. Yeah. Wait for someone else.
Exactly. You had to time your showers. Now it's just like boom, boom, boom. Get them done. Get them in. Get them out. Let's go.
We still live in a world here of a tank hot water heater. This year, Gabriel has started to take his showers before he goes to school. So Katie takes hers. Then Gabriel, and I am the third one to get in the shower, and I can no longer take as long of a shower as I used to, because eventually that water starts to change its temperature, and I'm like, dang it, I just want to just hang out here for a little while and relax, and I can't. So yes, power to the tankless people out there.
It's not a sexy pick, but in terms of functionality, I'm telling you, you, with a tankless water heater, you can run the dishwasher, you can do a load of laundry, and take a shower at the same time.
I'll tell you what, when the other
it's a time saving
and they're taking
wonder.
Showers in the morning, I'm going to the YMCA.
Why? You want
to
hang out
with
Wang
Yang? We know why you're going to the YMCA. the Wang Gang.
We're going to leave, leave the Wang Gang out of this.
For sure. That's your team name.
When the other two are old enough to take showers here, I'm going to be part of that Wang Gang. Apparently it's an age thing.
All right, Council Shine, of the Elders.
Jacob, I can't believe you didn't pick this, but I'm picking this right before both of your picks, and I don't care what you say. You can downvote all you want. I'm taking an oven range. That's the oven and the stove. Oven range. Cook, bake, do whatever you want in the kitchen. It's fresher. You don't need to reheat it. Microwave, solid pick. I'm going oven range.
I am iron range.
Yes, exactly.
Good pick, bro. There's a huge problem with it. They're the worst things to clean.
Mm-hmm.
The stovetop and your oven are the worst thing you have to clean.
No, never clean the oven in my life. Unless it has like cheese drips at the bottom that are like burnt in there and it smells like burnt cheese every time you like
cheese cook drips.
How about replacing? Is anyone else the placement of your oven light like the worst spot ever?
Just try to change the bulb.
Oven light is just ridiculously difficult.
I think I've done that once. I don't remember where it was.
Next time I might just get a new oven.
Or you just keep it on. Oven light? Like oven light, like as in like the light that you can see.
Like above or in the oven?
In the oven.
Why do you need it?
Stovetop light. The oven
light. Don't go to the light.
I don't know. Katie has it on every time she uses it.
Well, that's why it went out.
Y'all know I don't use it very much. I can make some dinosaur chicken nuggets in that sucker.
Dino nuggets are
Dino
awesome.
Dino nuggets and crab dip.
AKA chicken Chesapeake. Prehistoric style.
Air fryer does the same thing and faster. You just can't make as many.
I have a feeling you guys are overlooking one.
No one's overlooking because the 10 that were picked have been big ones. Although I didn't see air fryer to be picked that early. It's solid, but all right, Bomar. I think I know what he's going to do. The combo pick.
I am. And I want to tell you guys something. Let me tell you something. You had a family of how many widows were there in the household? One, two,
just shy of 700.
Seven. I think it was like seven or eight. Dude, I walked in and there was one room you were not allowed to walk in their house.
That was the laundry room.
That was the laundry room. If you guys had ever walked into widow's house in the laundry room, it was knee-high minimum of laundry. Knee-high of dirty laundry.
At all times.
At all times.
And there was clean laundry coming out. It's not like it sat there.
At all times.
It was a continuous circle.
And I'm going to go back to the old days. Could you imagine taking a washboard and cleaning each pair of clothes?
No, we don't have
500 yards from Peepaw's meat stash?
So a washing machine and a dryer are one of the greatest inventions ever. I'm taking them both. Washing machine and dryer.
It's not good that we let Bo get both of those. But what are you going to do? I mean, there's...
The convenience of having a washer and a dryer.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, it's unreal.
Could you imagine slopping your clothes up in a bucket?
No, imagine hanging on a clothesline.
I mean, Bobby would be there for an hour with one piece of clothing because he wouldn't think it was clean enough.
Dude, I'll tell you what, I'd do a whole lot less wash if I had to do that. Socks and collars would be the majority of it. That's about it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm putting these jeans in the freezer.
I'm wearing pants seven times instead of three.
Yeah.
Ready to get washed.
Just look how advanced the washing machines we have these days are, too, man.
Yeah, man.
Come a far really cry hard. From the top loaders we all grew up with that would walk out of the room.
I'm saying, though, do you prefer? I have a top loader. Like, I'm
talking about
front loader.
the old ones, you
Oh,
know, like
I'm just
just
saying,
like.
like people are like love the like front loading, but I don't like bend. I like bending over and like having to get down in there. I don't mind a top load one, but
The top load,
dryer.
top load without an agitator is the way to go.
I got an agitator, tangles everything up. Terrible.
I
Agitation.
understand what JCat's saying though. Like back in the day, you'd be scared to go in that room because
That bad boy get it going crazy and it gets like lopsided, like oh,
the hell is going on in there?
yeah, like whoa, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I want to go with, there's a couple that I want. I don't care about most of these, but I got the air condition, so I'm cool in my house and I'm cooking on the stove, but I'm going to go with another cooking thing because while I may not use the stove and oven a lot, I can use this thing and cook some meals. Because all you got to do is put it in there,
You're
turn
taking
it
it from me,
on,
you.
and let it sit all day. I'm going with the crock pot. Not
Damn it.
specifically the football shaped crock pot that I had growing up. I'm just going with the crock pot, the slow cooker, just
Dude,
whatever
I
you want to
remember
call it.
that football shaped crock
Crock
pot.
pots are money. And
A football shaped. It was a looked like a football field, and the lid was
right,
up.
and it had a lid, it had a football half, yeah. But yeah, I'll go crock pot. It's a solid. It's a cooking utensil. Sorry, cooking appliance. Yeah, I don't have much to say other than we know
Dang it,
it's the
man.
goods. Pot roast, chili,
I don't have
chicken,
one.
buffalo chicken dip.
I have never owned a crock pot myself, I don't think.
They're awesome.
I have four.
Dude,
Take them to
they're
a
one of the
party.
greatest things.
Bring them to a party.
Oil and mac and
Sausage
cheese
dip.
too.
Let me tell you one of the greatest things that you can make. This is like my grandfather's dish. You get an old
Straight from
hand grinder.
the river. Straight
Listen,
from the
We
I
call
get
this
the
a river pot.
I mean, the only
Listen.
time you guys get to do this is like around Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter. Because I mean, hams are now expensive, but you take the leftover ham and the bone, put it in the crock pot. You take pinto beans, not
Oh
pinto
yeah.
beans,
White
Northwestern
beans.
beans, black beans, black eyed peas, beans, or whatever you call them. And you gotta soak them for like a day. You put them in, you chop some onions up and carrots and peas, whatever else you want to put in there. Dude, I am telling you.
Can we put
It
this
is
recipe out
really good.
what is it?
On the
Soup?
social
What are you talking
media,
about?
it's white bean and ham
Ham bone
soup.
and peans.
It's white bean ham soup. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Dude, it's so
So
good.
good. Anytime
Leftover
we have a
ham
ham,
bone or
we save
actual
the ham
ham
bone.
meats?
We want this at the
Oh,
NFC
well, you have
Championship
a bunch
party.
of meat on the bone, like you save
Oh.
it, you know, and
And
then you're gonna
it falls
falls
off in
off.
the crock pot.
Yeah, there you go.
Looks like he eats ham and nothing but ham. We want this at
Dude,
the NFC Championship party, Bo.
hey, you're handling it. It's
What
I'll
is
have
it?
all
I'm not
Philly-based
making it.
foods.
I'm just
Philly and
saying.
Detroit foods only.
I will
I think
say,
my father-in-law has a couple ham bones in the freezer, so if we really want that, I can make that happen and put it in the crock pot and bring it up.
think my father-in-law has some ham bones in
We
the
always
freezer.
keep ham bones in the freezer, dude.
It's so good. I just finished the last bowl
Ham
today.
bones connected to your
Tummy
chicken.
bone. Your tummy bone's connected to your butt bone. Your butt bone's connected to the toilet,
Crock
yo.
pot, good man. Put some
And the
and
toilet's
toilet,
not an
not an
appliance.
appliance. Yes.
The JCAT with the third pick in the third round, middle of the draft here.
All right, I'm gonna go with this is probably my favorite countertop appliance that I have in the house. Just it's wonderful. I got rid of one of the a dumb appliance that only did one thing many, many years ago, and I graduated to the evolution of this thing. A toaster oven is so versatile, so quick to preheat. I have a decent size one, so I can put a whole frozen pizza in there. My dino nuggets almost exclusively get cooked in the toaster oven. My pizza rolls in the toaster oven. I have a hack where you put the pizza rolls in the microwave and then you bring them out, you dust them with parmesan
Bring
and a
them
little bit
out,
of
bring them
olive oil
out.
butter, and then you throw them in the toaster oven and it crisps them up and it cuts the cooking time down. A toaster oven is great. Why have a stupid dinky ass toaster sitting on your counter when you can have a toaster oven that can do all kinds of things? I can even put a rotisserie chicken in my toaster oven because that's how gangster it is. So let's go. Toaster oven time.
Toaster oven was what I was talking about earlier, what we were overlooking. And I knew dishwasher wasn't going to make it out of the second round, so I had to go that way. And Jay Cat stole my third round pick.
Well, Ostra.
I don't have one.
I use it every single day.
I almost said that I don't even use the oven for dinosaur chicken nuggets because I use the toaster oven, but I didn't want to say that out loud.
I have a combo. My air fryer is also a toaster oven, so I guess to me, when I made that pick, it kind of both combo.
Oh, what, you got like a ninja foodie or something, bro?
Nah, boy, Cuisinart.
He loves his Iron Man picks.
Yeah.
He was like, I'll take the air fryer and the toaster oven because mine's the same.
Sorry. Just an air fryer, buddy.
I was like, yeah. Our toaster oven, it does. It broils. It air fries. It toasts.
Ew. Obsidian nugget.
Yeah, I use a toaster pretty much every day. I don't own a toaster oven anymore. But I get it. It's a good pick. I used to. Bagel bites, toaster oven.
Dude, I make melt sandwiches. So what I'll do is I'll put my bread in the toaster and give it a light toast. And then I'll pull it out. And then I'll put my toppings down or what I'm going to put in my sandwich. And then I'll put it back in on the tray, open face style, and melt everything. And then throw her together. Oh man, it takes your sandwich to a next level, man. A toasted sandwich that I don't really have to do a lot with, man. I'm telling you.
They're so versatile and they're so easy that even a Blanchine can use it.
Speaking of Blanchines,
I'm up.
Next pick.
I was looking at what's left, and I know Bobby follows me. So I have to make this my third round pick because it's probably the most likely one that he would choose before it comes back to me in the fourth. And these things are, we don't have one. It's kind of been on like my wish list for a long, long time, only because I think they're so cool. But a long time ago, I'm just going to say it out there. I'm taking a Roomba.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Roomba.
You do have one?
Gone are the days of having, well, for most people, not us, of having to plug in your vacuum 5 different times because the cord's only going to reach 1.5 rooms. Nope. You just set this little bugger up. It learns, you know, your space and where things are. And
it's a robot vacuum cleaner.
Roomba.
It's a Roomba.
Because iRobot is the company. Roomba is what I'm taking.
Mm-hmm. Just do not have one if you have dogs that like to go to the bathroom in the house.
Yeah, I don't trust exactly. That thing. Yeah. Get them turds smeared everywhere. Oh, my
goodness. Never happened to me because I don't have one, but man.
I don't get all I do is clean up dog hair. So
the question is, vacuum cleaner still available?
Yeah, 100%.
Because there are so many different vacuum cleaners that the new what? Vacuum. Okay, go ahead.
You do that. You go spend.
Roomba is not a vacuum cleaner.
Vacuuming
is a vacuum cleaner.
Like I what? Do.
Roomba is a vacuum cleaner, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
it does it for you while you're at work.
Like a self, yeah.
You come home and it's like, oh, look. I had a cleaning lady come over today.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't. I just had my Roomba.
I don't trust that it's actually cleaning anything. Shine's got the bougie team. Team bougie. KitchenAid mixer, Roomba, dishwasher, pinkies up. Shine's team name, pinkies up.
He's gonna be the first one of us buying that Elon Musk robot.
It ain't far. Do you know we have a flying car in the area now? That's what I'm all excited about.
It's not. I know someone that knows that guy. It's that thing was like $200,000.
Yeah.
You can only stay in the air for 8 minutes.
Really?
There's a flying car in our area.
It's not like long. It might be longer than 8 minutes.
It's a drone, I guess, technically.
It's not long at all.
Right in.
Because the fuel capacity, I bet it's burning.
No, it's electric.
Yeah.
Oh, is it electric?
It doesn't have a flux capacitor, so I'm not interested.
Ah.
Birdo.
Mr. Fusion.
Third and fourth round.
I mean, I was going to pick this regardless of what Blanchine just did. I mean, yeah, I guess a Roomba would be cool, but I ain't trusting that. And the day after Christmas, mine started smoking and catching on fire, so I had to go out and buy a replacement. I'm going with a vacuum cleaner. They just make your carpets, your floors clean. When you can see what they collect in the canister or the bag, you're kind of like, ooh, I'm glad that's not on the floor anymore. And it's satisfying when you make those carpet lines, nice, crisp, straight lines in the carpet. Give me a vacuum cleaner.
Now, here's the thing. I would have thought more about going vacuum cleaner if we could have included brand names.
Dyson Ball, pinkies up. Let's go, huh, buddy?
I got
Org. Come on. Come Org. On.
Or vacuum Bissell. Cleaners, 100%.
Yeah. All right. Nope.
I had a Bissell for 3 years for $50. The thing was great. I replaced it with a Bissell that cost $60, a slightly different version. This thing, grass, sucks the carpet so hard, I can't even move it back sometimes. I have to set the setting a little higher. It is like straight up digging in that carpet.
I ain't paying $200 for this crazy vacuum. I think I bought mine for like $50. I've had it for like 8 years or something. It's still going.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
it's crazy. The price of vacuums are nuts.
She bought like one of those little handheld battery ones.
You're easy now, boy. That could be my next pick.
It's a vacuum cleaner. You can't pick another one.
Handheld one is not the same thing.
No, this is like
an appliance.
It's almost like a stick. Have you guys seen them?
Yeah. The cordless vacuum cleaners.
Yeah. They got like a little dust collector up top, but it's nice. They're nice, man.
All right, Bobby.
I'm struggling. Like I really wanted to have that on my team, what I just briefly mentioned, but it won't get no votes. I am scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point. And one of the appliances that I don't use a whole lot, but I'm glad I have it when I need it, because it does make the bomb smoothies. It makes the bomb milkshakes. It can be used for pina coladas or daiquiris, maybe even margaritas. Give me a blender.
But Bobby uses the most for milkshakes.
I don't drink my milk. They're not for drinks.
Well, what's a pina colada?
No, milkshakes aren't.
No, he's just making fun of me right now.
Not thrilled with that pick, but it's a great thing to have. If you have a good blender, I got a Ninja, and if you touch that blade at all,
you're getting lit up.
That thing is like a Ginsu knife. It is no joke. It is samurai level.
Yeah.
I tell the kids, do not put your hand anywhere near this thing, because you will get sliced and your fingertips will be gone. So good blender's good to have. Smoothies are good. Milkshakes, drinks. I'll take a blender.
Yeah. I once was showing the kids to not touch the blade of the Ninja blender and cut myself because Keaton asked a question and I leaned in a little too far and nicked my finger on it while I was explaining to him why not to touch the blade.
And it never stops bleeding.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, this is how it ends.
This is what it's like when doves cry.
Can you imagine? That's how, if that's how you went out.
Well, remember in Goonies, and they're trying to shove Chunk's hand in the blender. They're singing opera just to make him talk.
Bo and Josh used to try to give me swirlies when we were younger.
But in a blender? Awesome. Like your head was fitting in a blender?
No, in the toilet.
Oh. Wow, we used to try it all the time. The
appliance?
They'd get like this little like weird look in their eye, and then I'd know what it meant. Like they're about to try to give me a swirly, and I'd run for my life.
We actually had Justin too.
I wasn't gonna pull him into this, but now that you just did, yeah.
Well, we had to because you're
it was 3-on-1. And back then I wasn't fat, so it was kind of probably easy. But
nice.
All right,
Sean.
So fourth pick. I can't believe it's still sitting here because honestly, it might be my favorite appliance in our house. You guys know that I do a lot of these podcasts out in my garage. The computer is currently sitting on it. And I think if we had a couple more hunters in this pod, this appliance would not be here. I'm taking the freezer chest with the
So great.
Freezer
chest freezer.
The amount of things that you can
take freezer in the
freezer chest. Oh no, I want freezer chest. You can still take the freezer, the opposite side of the refrigerator. That's yours. I want this chest because it holds an amazing amount of food. You can take advantage of sales at grocery stores and just store it for good. Dang. We have neighbors that come over asking if they can just drop their turkey in our chest during, you know, as we enter Thanksgiving. And then I say yes, but I can't guarantee that it'll still be there when it when they come back. But yeah, freezer chest I think is a solid fourth round pick.
Now I was going to take that, Shine.
Gosh, like it, man. I was at least it was going to make it back to me because I thought that was definitely going to make it back.
No, because I remember when we had one as a kid all the time. Any house I was ever at, whether it would be with my, you know, my dad, my mom, whatever, always had a chest freezer. Didn't have one. And I remember when Amy was pregnant, and I was like, "We need a chest freezer." I got a great deal at Home Depot for it, and I'm just looking at it right now. It's my Magic Chef chest freezer.
Over under, because remember I talked about the deals and being able to take advantage of those. Over under on the amount of Ben and Jerry's pints of ice cream that are currently in this bad boy.
I set the line at four.
Four and a half.
I'm going six.
I'm going under because there's four.
There's definitely six in there right now.
Does anyone else eat it, or is it just you?
I'm the only one that will eat them.
I'm going four. Taking the under.
I was going to say, I think there's three in this chest, but there's definitely one in the freezer upstairs.
I should have taken into account that's just the prep. That's the prep freezer. It's not a. That's not on deck.
That was the old bait and switch.
These are the ones that are on deck.
All right, J-Cap. Chest freezer gone.
All right. I don't have one of these, but when I do a kitchen remodel, one of the next.
Oh, my. I cannot believe you're going to say that. I'm sorry, J-Cat. I'm cutting you off because I was going to say the same exact thing when we do our kitchen remodel, which is coming this year, boys.
But what if I'm not going to say what you think I'm going to say?
I know what you're saying. I know,
a beer and wine chiller? Wine chiller? Yeah, I would love to have one of those, man. You can control the temps, do all kinds of fun stuff. It's elegant. Have like a little wet bar with it. It'd be great.
Wait, you're actually taking it? A what? Yeah.
Wine chiller.
Oh, that's what you were going to pick, Bo? A wine chiller?
Actually, it's not. So
I think I know what Bo wants, but I'm not taking it. Oh, so a wine chiller. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You mean like a wine fridge?
I like that though.
But yeah, they're called a chiller. Oh. It's a beverage fridge, but it's clear. It's specifically for beverage. It is different from a regular refrigerator.
I see you.
And different from a mini fridge.
Yeah, I have a mini fridge. That's my beer fridge, but I want one that I can like see the stuff. Be all, yeah, I want to be bougie. Have my little wet bar, my little area, you know, my sink, and then my little wine chiller. And we can get together and talk about stuff.
Hey, J-Cat. Look.
There it is. Little vino.
You don't need to chill that red, boy.
Chillable red is good.
It's good. Chilled red is good.
I had some tonight with lasagna with extra meat.
Not on the side?
Good. It was good, man. It was real good. All right, boys.
You sounded just like your dad there. You sounded just like Joe when you said that. That was amazing.
So what? With the extra meat?
When you said it was good, real good.
Oh, it was good. it was a good one. All right, boys. My team consists of two cooking appliances, cooling of the house. So I'm going to have to go with the heating of the house. I'm going to go with an electric fireplace. Electric fireplace.
That's a good one.
Takes place
in
the traditional fireplace. Just so you know, yes, an electric fireplace is an appliance. It's a modern take on a traditional fireplace that recreates the look and functionality of a fireplace without the need for a chimney or fuel source. I guess you would need gas, but going electric fireplace, plugged in just as much as it is an oven, is an appliance. So I'm going to keep my house warm. I got the practical team. I like it. Comfy. I'm fed. It's the goods. And I already know what I'm going with that fifth rounder because I don't think Bo's picking this.
All right. I can't believe Bobby Croce didn't pick this pick right here. So like Eric said, I don't have something to cook my food, but I'm going to have to take something that makes eggs, bacon, scrapple, and Bobby's favorite, pancakes. I'm going to take the electric griddle, baby.
I don't use them.
Yeah.
Foreman grill? You're taking the Foreman grill.
Nah, no, man, like a flat top griddle.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I am down to one pick left in my list.
Dude, you guys like devastated my last board, like coming through back around. I'm like, every pick was something that's taken.
I have a couple left, but
I got a lot left. I just not things I would really want, but
all right. And this is
better start Googling, Shine. I don't think it will last.
It will last.
All right.
This is what I thought JCat was going to pick. We are planning to do a remodel of our kitchen. I know our kitchen isn't that old, but Amanda really wants to redo our kitchen. And one of the things that we did not put in our kitchen, and it's not like one that has a filter, it actually pumps the air out and takes it outside, is the range hood. So yeah. When you're cooking, like, it doesn't stink in your house like crazy for a while. So I'm taking range hood
system, both from the hood.
I was about to say a reverse osmosis water filtration system.
I put one of those in my old house.
Range hood.
Got that bacon smell for, you know, like a day or two.
What are you trying to get rid of that?
I'm just kidding. Hood, smell a bacon out of the house like it wouldn't smell in the house.
They're great. I love it. We have one right over the cooktop, man, and it helps out a lot. So
yeah.
I don't even want to cook bacon in the house anymore. I cook it on my Blackstone because I just cannot take that smell in the house for 3 days.
That's why you need like a real range hood. So you got like
a mouthful of juji fruit.
No, cheesecake sampler left over by my family from our Christmas. So I am indulging in two different types of cheesecake right now.
Whole bites of cheesecakes right now. Nice.
You order 3 pieces of cheesecake.
Man, fridge, washer, dryer, griddle, and range hood, son. I'll tell you what.
All right. I am going to go to the Bible for this pick. And I'm going to go to all the way back to Genesis. Genesis 1:3. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day. I'm not drafting day, but I am drafting a lamp. Now, I don't necessarily want
lamp. I love lamp.
Light bulb.
I just want like light. Like, I don't, like, it could be a ceiling fan light, but I just want light. So I guess light.
Appliance, a ceiling
fan. No. So, here we go again with you.
This you draft. Take a lamp.
A lamp. I know. I want a lamp. I'm saying like.
Oh, okay. That's what the picture is going to be, a lamp.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. So, I guess I don't really need the overhead light, but mostly use the lamps anyway. But, yeah, I want lamp, light up the room.
No, you need to pick up like a...
underrated pick.
Like Thomas Edison.
Recess lighting.
Yeah, that's not... I know, that's fine. With the dimmer switch, I'm going to put... Yeah, lamp. A couple left. Honorable mentions, JCat, fifth rounder.
I was kind of torn between two things, but I think I'm going to go with this one because of how just awesome it is. If you have hardwood floor or tile or, you know, LVP, you know how ridiculous it is sometimes to keep that clean. Like sometimes, you know, mopping solutions will leave a film on those and all that. But a Shark steam mop is one of the greatest appliances I have. I use my Shark steam mop all the time. It picks up things that you wouldn't believe. Like I'll mop my floor, and then after I mop the floor, I'll go through with the steam mop, and you would be amazed at how much dirt it still picks up. The power of steam is alive and well. I love my steam mop. I would tell anybody, if you're on the fence about it, get one. It's amazing.
Get one.
Nice. I don't know.
Practical.
I had one before. They are great, but the cord was real short, and it takes a long time to steam up. You got to go slow. You got to be like, really, like, let that steam work.
Man, mine's got like three different settings. It will pump out more three steam. Speeds. Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
Easy there.
Boom, boom, boom. Like, I'm you hear that thing? Like, and it's pumping out steam, man. Don't get close to it. It'd burn you.
All right, Shine. Two more picks.
One more pick.
One more by you, one more by Birdo.
Oh, gotcha. My final one, I actually did think of another one just in case someone picked this one. Again, this has multiple pros for having one in your house. Removes allergens, reduces viruses and airborne bacteria. On those days when Dilts comes to visit, removes those odors fairly quickly. I'm taking an air purifier.
Had it on my list.
Me too.
All I'm going to say is I'm a man. I don't need no air purifier.
You don't need clean air. Don't need
My
clean
beard filters it out before it gets into my nose.
air. Or poopery. He's a man.
And I'm sorry, listeners. I know you love Dilts. I haven't made fun of him on here in a long time.
I know you guys have had like a truce.
Right, because he voted for Shine, so Shine's taking it
Yeah.
easy.
I know. That kind of I didn't say it earlier, but when you said it was like the comment from Chris Christmas or whatever, I was like, yes,
Yeah.
top two, baby. And then it was
Yeah,
like mini Lego set, and I was like, wait, I was like, he voted for me?
pain, the agony. Birdo, fifth rounder.
I have several things left, but they were kind of just thrown on there in case I needed something. And I'm afraid this will get no votes, even though it is a great appliance. I don't know if people are going to really know what it is. I'm picking it anyway. It's what I want on my team. It's an electric pot. I use it for
Yeah.
chili. You can cook in it without having to get the stove dirty because it's kind of confined and it's on the counter. So electric pots are cool. They're not crock pots, but they have like a similar function. And I think they're good ways to cook certain things and has a lid so you can kind of store it. And they're easy to use, like super easy to use, and they're portable because you can like move them around the counter. So give me that electric pot.
How is an electric pot not a crock pot?
The crock pot cooks slow.
Yeah, you
This
wouldn't know.
will like you can like saute stuff in it and get it
You
rolling.
can cook hamburger meat real quick in it.
Yeah,
Like
it would be
that's
like
like
using a pot on the stove shine. It's just not on the stove, it's on the counter and it's like confined. Like it's good for
you
soup,
can't.
chili,
Yeah, but
chicken
you can't
stuff.
cook like a crock pot in it. It's like a fast cooker.
Sounds easy.
Yeah, you can cook chicken in it or beef. Like you can make taco meat in it. Just put the meat and some water and cook it right there and just serve it out of the electric pot instead of using the stove.
Sounds like I need an electric pot for my
Yeah, they're
birthday.
great, man. They're good. They're good. And you can also use it. They also have like a deep fry function where you put oil in them in like a basket and you can fry stuff in them.
Ooh, that's a
Sounds like a fifth place
multifaceted.
team.
Never met a deep fried anything I didn't like.
Is
Ooh.
practical. But
Yeah, they're good. They're good. Honorable mention, gotta go with a bread maker just because it has three speeds, obviously. It's got three speeds. I would have gone with a waffle maker because homemade waffles are so good.
They're so
Yeah, I almost
good.
drafted it.
Katie made them the other day and it was delicious.
I was about to say, it'd be nice to make tomorrow.
I
That's
made
how
them.
we
Waffles
started
are.
off our snow week.
I made them. Everyone
Savory
else.
waffle. Oh.
Everyone else agreed waffles are better than pancakes. I know Bobby doesn't,
Yeah,
but
waffles.
Yeah.
I love
Waffles are
French
better than
toast is
pancakes.
superior to both.
It's just,
Oh, French toast is good.
it's more
Waffles.
into doing a waffle. It's easier to make pancakes than it
You're
is to do
right.
waffles.
But I don't.
Boys,
Why
listen to me
pancakes right
right
now?
now.
Unless there's something in them, there's like whack.
French toast.
Vanilla, cinnamon.
French toast, you buy that loaf of bread that has like that cinnamon swirl in it or that banana
Yeah.
swirl.
Pepperidge Farm,
Listen,
Rose.
pepper, yeah. You make French toast with that. I'm telling you, boys, right
Or you
now.
make it with Texas toast, the thick
No.
cut bread.
That pepper. Brioche. Brioche
Yeah,
is the best.
boys.
Dude,
Listen to me right now.
Bo has made
Listen to
some
me.
banging French toast for years.
Yeah, listen to me.
For me.
Kids, eat that. Sop that up.
My Black and Decker Dust Buster handheld vacuum, I use it
Yeah.
all the time for crumbs. And then my bread maker
Crumble Stiltskin.
cooking. But having
Whoa.
a garbage disposal is awesome.
Three,
Oh, that was
son.
mine.
Three.
Yeah.
Garbage disposal. I didn't know if it counted, but
It
that
does.
would have been my
It
fifth
is.
rounder.
Yeah,
That was a
that's good.
ton
That's
of
good.
ammo.
That should have been a fifth rounder.
I didn't even think
It's
about
a
that.
bolt-on appliance that
It
goes
costs
underneath
good.
your phone.
It
That's
causes a
good.
lot of problems, though. You really should not use them that much. Like, you should not be like scraping food into your sink. Like, it should be like
No, I don't.
just the tidbits that come off. You don't want to be like, oh, here's a whole head of broccoli.
Yeah, I'm not
It ain't a
that
blender.
lazy. Yeah.
I got one thing to add here.
I have
It
three.
was
And then
just
I gotta
given to
go.
me actually by a neighbor friend of mine, and it's coming in clutch, and I'm going with space heater.
Yeah.
Your
Yeah,
game.
I almost picked
Things are versatile. Make any little room. You know, in wintertime, our downstairs is a tad too cold.
Let me
They've
give
been
you a
hanging
pro
out
tip.
for too long.
Let me give
But
you a pro tip. You
out here
know,
in the garage right now with a space heater, I'm good to go.
let me give you a pro tip. Eric, I know you have this problem. Like, my f socks get kind of soggy sometimes, like when my feet sweat in the winter and they get cold. I take them off, drape them over the space heater in my office, let the socks warm back up while my feet dry out, put the socks back on. It's like it was perfect.
Smelling like corn chips all in that
Just can't leave it there because they will catch on fire.
I was gonna say, next time we hear a school catching on fire, we know it was Bobby's socks.
He's got to be careful. You got to mind the space heater.
All right, J-Cat, any honorable mentions?
Panini Press. I almost picked it. I love mine. Panini Press is awesome.
Oh
Awesome.
man,
Love it, love it, love it.
Cubans.
Yes, Cuban B.
Since I'm a larger, corpulent man, you can have your air fryer. I have a double-hulled deep fryer with multiple baskets, so I can do my fries and my chicken at the same time. I love that. And the other thing that I really like, a friend of mine from work gave me one of these, and it's really, really cool. It's a sous vide machine.
Ooh.
So, excellent steaks, chicken, whatever you want to do in it. You're essentially cook you're boil you're not even boiling it. You're cooking a piece of meat or whatever you do at a very low temperature for a very long time. Steals in the moistures and the juices. You take that bad boy out, give it a quick sear, maybe some brown butter and some aromatic herbs and some garlic on there. I'm telling you, it makes a fantastic steak,
A
sous vide.
sous vide machine.
Sous vide machine, bro.
My brother-in-law just got one. It was like freaking $1,000.
Yeah, they're good, man.
Yeah.
I got three picks left. Nobody picked a steamer. Like I was either I use that more than an iron, but a steamer for clothes is money quick. And then also something that like kind of steams and produces water, a water boiler. Like a kettle or water, I use
Electric
it
kettle,
every
electric
day for
kettle. Yep.
either Lydia, like Lydia's just a water boiler for tea or when she used to make coffee, but I use it for tea. It's just hot chocolate. It's just quick. You don't need to use a stove water boiler. And then I had like a diffuser, an oil diffuser. I don't know if it's an appliance, but that's all I had left. Smell up the room a little bit. Get some eucalyptus and lavender mixed with some orange, some ylang ylang, Bromar.
So I was gonna literally say steamer too, but we use the iron still, but the iron has a steamer setting in it. So the other thing I use every single day is a coffee grinder because I am bougie and
Fresh ground beans from
fresh
the
ground
butt of an
beans.
animal.
It makes so much better coffee. It's not bitter.
You're right.
Bitter beer face.
And then the other thing was, I don't know if you guys, I'm just saying this because I don't even really know what it is. I don't know if you guys saw this when you guys were doing your research, but a closet dryer is for the
Yeah.
upper end people that have money. But basically,
Fine linens in there.
you put your fine linens, your coats, like whatever else, and you hang them, and it dries them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
So, who knew? Not me.
an appliance.
yeah,
Closet dryer.
you can actually buy them attached to the dryer. But it's a separate appliance, a closet dryer.
Have a question before we get to the game and wrap up this episode. What's the over under? What's the over amount of people that have to say we should have drafted TV for me to like be declared the winner of this draft?
10.
Like 10?
I'll say 10.
That's a big
No, no,
number.
no. You're not going to be declared the winner of
Well,
the
you know what
draft.
I mean. I'm just messing. I'm
But that
ripping.
you're right.
Yeah. Well, it's not that I am right. I'm not saying that. That's not debatable, but I was just messing around. So remember when J-Cat messed what? Remember when J-Cat what picked the
You're
exact number of
like, that's not debatable. I am
it's
right.
not. All right. Time
Let
for there's no Catman facts. There's no cat facts this week, unfortunately. He'll come
me give
back
you
with some strong ones.
five cat backs.
They're awesome. They rule. They're soft.
Oh, he probably would have done something about an electric litter box. One of those self-cleaning litter boxes.
Self-cleaning. $900 on Amazon.
Nah. What? Mary Beth has
I looked it up. I looked it up because Mary Beth has one. I was like, okay.
Tumbled.
It works. The water purifier for cats that keeps on recycling the water?
Seen it. She has that too.
$600 for self-cleaning litter box? What does it even do? How does it clean?
It spins and all the doo-doo falls down and the clean litter stays there and it like it into a hole.
Bobby's in like a Roomba situation right now. Turds flying out.
Would a fish tank have counted tonight?
No.
It's an electric appliance. Like electric, you plug it in.
No, it's not.
Filters.
That's the filter that goes
fish
on
tank
top.
Filter.
The fish bowl that Edgar the goldfish sat in, that's just a hunk of glass that Big Kahuna used to sell booze out of in the 90s and 2000s.
All right, well, we have four facts coming up. We're going to switch it up a little bit this week. Everybody came with their own four facts, so I will get to play as well. So we'll do each one. We'll start with mine. So we'll see what happens. No collusion was had. The first fact is England's King George II died using this.
Got it.
The average person uses this about 3 years total in their lifetime. It's been around for about 2,000 years, and they make self-cleaning ones. See if you know what it is. I got an answer from Birdo.
The second one really threw me off.
I got an answer from...
I sent two in the chat.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, I saw it, Bo, and I'm dying laughing right now.
I don't know what else to say.
What the hell, Bo?
King George died using a toothbrush.
You never had a heart attack.
All right. We got answers from everybody. Bomar said toothbrush. Shine, Birdo, and J-Cat all said toilet. The correct answer is toilet.
I said something different, but
it is. No, wait. What was the second clue?
Average person uses about 3 years total in their lifetime.
Jason's
she combined all the time.
Oh, combined time.
Those are rookie numbers, buddy. Dude, you better pop one
up. I was like, I'm pretty certain he died on the toilet, but then you said that, and I was like, that's not it.
Since the invention of the iPhone, those numbers have gone up.
Big time. What are you talking about? Since Snake on the Nokia cell phone.
All right, who gets to go first, bro? Because I want to do this. I'm hyped.
I'm about to say I want to do it.
I won the last draft, so I should get to go first in case someone can snake me.
When we used to guess, we used to go from first pick to last pick. So I'm going to have to go with Bomar next. So we're going to text Bomar our answer.
Invented in 1866 using a hand crank. Just about every home has one and lasts about 6 years. In the 1930s, 30% of the households had one. Now everyone has one, pretty much.
Where are we putting our answers at?
To text
is that
Bo.
Three? Is that four facts?
No, that's two.
I would say.
A napkin helped invent this, and this one will give it away. This appliance can also be a robot.
Is this that thing that Pee Wee made his breakfast in the morning?
Meat grinder. Sending this.
All right, I'm sending you my answer, Bo.
And the correct answer is... Wait.
Did you get answers from everybody? Wait for Shine and Jake.
The correct answer is... Eric Croce's right. Vacuum.
Nice.
What was everybody else's?
No, I didn't.
Jake put toothbrush. Jason put like telephone and I don't know what else. He said something else too. And Bobby said dishwasher.
I had blender, like hand crank, but I don't know.
Someone like said washer at first.
A napkin helped him, didn't it? I'm like, that kind of like threw it off a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
That was a good one.
So do washing machines.
Might have to fact check that.
Both facts are all Wikipedia. All right, J-Cat.
All right.
Four facts.
Okay. Over 90% of American households have this item in it. It was invented by a Polish-American scientist, Stephen Popolowski, in 1922. It first found commercial success when the Waring Company introduced it, their version of it, in 1937. Owner and operator was Fred Waring. And during World War II, they were used to test the effects of high-speed blades on blood plasma, contributing to medical advancements.
I forget the other clues, but I'm going to go with this anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm just guessing.
That's usually the case.
And the Basement Brothers are correct. It is a blender. It is not a microwave or no flipping clove.
I was going to say blender. Gosh, that's
blades. Yeah, I gave a really cool fact about it that mentioned spinning blades as my last one.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I'm like, I thought it couldn't be that easy. That's why I didn't go with it.
I wanted it to be, you know, not a huge, you know, thing, but
we were thinking.
I had like three I looked, and I liked the facts about that more than I liked the other ones. So.
So we've had blender, toilet, and vacuum. Three popular appliances. Repetition. Shine.
Here we are. First clue was that it was launched in 2002.
Dang.
Second clue, they use sensors to navigate. Third clue, can be controlled via an app or voice assistance. And the fourth clue is smart mapping and obstacle avoidance.
This is kind of
and everybody is going to go ahead and get the point there.
Everybody gets it, you should lose a point.
And everybody is correct. Roomba.
And I was trying
not to draft that tonight, but the list was getting so...
I know. You try not to, like... That's why I try to make it the game. I try not to pick everything on my team. I try to think of things that, like, I won't pick, but, like, I know you guys might, but it's tough. Birdo.
All right. Fact number one. Josephine Cochrane, the granddaughter of the steamboat inventor, invented the first commercial one of these in 1887. This appliance is almost entirely recyclable. You should clean it 2 times a month to maintain its efficiency and to prevent buildup. And the final fact, the first patent for this appliance was for a hand-operated model using a water wheel mechanism. All right. I've been waiting for Eric.
I can't. That's the only thing on my mind. It's not going to be right. I know. I'm 3 for 3. I'm trying to go for 4 for 4. I don't think I can get it. It definitely wasn't a hand operated one. I don't even know if that's an appliance. It's not
Eric
plugged in.
Says kettle. J-Cat says humidifier. Blanchine says a washing machine. Bomar originally said dishwasher, but changed to washing machine. But he should have stuck with his original answer: a dishwasher. And you're supposed to clean it 2 times a month. I almost said, though, its job is to clean.
Yeah, so why? What am I doing with
it?
Quick fact, by the way. A dishwasher uses less water and energy than hand washing, and you have no need to pre-rinse. These machines are so powerful, you do not need to pre-rinse before
putting it. In fact, if you do pre-rinse, it will throw the sensors off, and it won't do as good a job cleaning. You're really not supposed to.
You gotta rinse like lasagna, like cheese stuck to the plate. You gotta scrub it a little bit.
Let me tell you guys something else. A little fact. You guys need to go buy yourself a little like cage hat cleaner, and you put it in the dishwasher. And I'm telling you guys what, your ball cap will be brand new.
I don't have dirt hats, so my hats don't get dirty.
I'm just telling you, if you get like, dude, I'm serious. Well, like,
Bo, I'll say this. Last time I watched you wear a hat, you better not put that thing through the dryer. That thing shrinks at all. You're not wearing it.
I thought you were going to talk about yourself for a second.
Well, boys, another banger halfway through season 9. Appliances. We didn't think we could do it, but we did it. I know it's just been said twice, but every time you say washing machine, I just think of, but he worked really hard on it, Grandpa. So do washing machines. It's an unbelievable line for Christmas Vacation. It just cracks me up. So, wrapping it up. Usually I throw it to Catman, I'm gonna go through his cat brethren. I'm gonna go to J-Cat first for the closing thoughts on the appliance episode.
Good to be back. Very long absence from the pod due to an unexpected stomach bug aforementioned on the last one. But this was cool. Appliances, I guess we don't realize how much we really do rely on them for our way of life. Completely different world than Peepaw putting things in the river and washing the clothes and all that good stuff. I mean, we really do live charmed lives when it comes to the accessories and appliance we use to make our lives easier. So it was cool. We'll see how my team does, but I value all the things that I picked. I think everybody has pretty darn good teams, really, honestly, if you look at the application and use of these things. So we'll see where the cards fall, where the chips lie, and all that good stuff, and get ready for another one.
Shine.
Super excited about my team. Hopefully Catman can come back and join us for the next pod. Yeah, gonna go and enjoy some more snow days, I think, after this, because I don't see you going back for a single Friday. So we're just gonna count this as the next 4 days are off. Lots of snow still on the ground. Couple more coming on Saturday. Let's keep it going.
One more.
Opposite of all you snow Grinches out there.
Kids are ready to go back to school. Kids are crying in bed saying they want to go back to school. It's time for them to go back to school. This was a good draft. It was, like J-Cat said, I couldn't imagine living in a different time where you had to do everything by hand. Everything.
Wouldn't have time for a great podcast like this one.
And also, it was awesome to see Eric squirm in the beginning. After his first two
picks. I wasn't squirming.
He was all red, the color of
I was J-Cat annoyed.
And let's go Redskins.
It's not even a team anymore.
Racist.
There you guys go. Damn liberals.
I'm an independent, buddy. I identify as neither conservative or
facts,
liberal.
Tell me.
Team's terrible. Murdo.
Hope we beat you.
Well, you all definitely
we wish
that I didn't consider to be appliances or think of. I think voters are going to really kind of scratch their head with this one. I'm hoping Coffee Maker takes me a good way. But again, funny. And the House of Tomorrow today, we need all these things. There's nothing on this list that I don't want. So good draft. Good times. First for this episode will be Romans 4, 7, and 8.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
Boy, I'm looking tight right now. Fridge, washer, and dryer. Way better than a air fryer.
Can't cook nothing with just a fridge, boy.
I cook on the fire, man. I'm a man.
Throw your potatoes in the dryer.
Go ahead. Carry your butt outside right now and cook on a fire. See how it works out for you.
Breathe in that acidic acid in the air.
Yeah,
I was going to cook on the grill. I just didn't have any charcoal. So that's like cooking on a fire.
It's not very manly not having charcoal.